Seated.
我们上一节提到，祷告的意义呢，是要表达前进的宗教情操。
In our previous session, we had talked about how the purpose, the meaning of prayer is to show our fervent nature.
那么第二部分我们谈到呢，祷告要来对抗罪恶的侵
害。We also talked about how we pray so that we can combat sin and evil.
如果我们反省检讨，我们的确有过失、软弱呢，我们不要隐藏，可以向主来认错啊，求主来饶恕、怜悯。
If we examine ourselves and realize that we have transgressed, then we should pray and ask God to forgive us.
主是慈悲的，他会饶恕我们的过错。
God is loving and forgiving, and He will forgive our sins.
他让我们一切重新再来。
He will let us start anew.
使我们有新生的希望。
And to give us a new hope for a new life.
我们内心可以在平静圣洁当中来继续追求我们的灵性成长。
In peace and holiness, we can continue to grow.
那么另外有些部分呢，是我们没有发现的。
There are other aspects of us that we may not realize.
但并不代表我们就因此没有错了。
This does not mean that we are not in the wrong.
看一看这个大卫他是怎么样来对付这个罪恶的。
Let us look at how David dealt with evil and sin.
我们请看诗篇第十九篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 19.
诗篇十九篇。
Psalm 19.
诗篇十九篇，我们请看十二节。
Psalm 19, verse 12.
十二节，他说：“谁能知道自己的错失呢？愿你赦免我隐而未现的过错。”大卫他知道自己的过错呢，他就承认了。
David, upon realizing his own error, transgressions, he admits it.
可是他另外有一个很保险的一个祷告。
But then he also has a makes a prayer for safety's sake.
因为他知道说人很困难来知道自己的错误在哪里。
He knows how difficult it is to realize our own errors.
恐怕他也有隐而未现的罪过。
So perhaps there are hidden faults.
所以在祷告当中呢，也求神，饶恕他知道的以及他没有发现的罪过。
That's why he prays that God forgives for his known errors and for his hidden faults.
我们对付罪恶也应当到这样的地步。
And this is how we should deal with sin.
我们通常是用自己的想法去做一件事情。
Oftentimes we use our own ideas to do things.
所以在用我们自己的想法去检讨那件事情我们不一定会认为我们是错的。
So sometimes using our own mindset, we might not realize that we've done something wrong.
因为人的智慧是有限。
Man's intellect is limited.
人是有盲点的。
We have blind spots.
有很多东西我们看不到。
There are many things that we cannot see.
但它确实是存在的。
But they still exist.
所以我们要有像大卫这种非常保险的很慎重的一种祈求，求神饶恕他隐而未现的过失。
So we must be like David and plead for God's forgiveness of our hidden faults.
但是这样还不够。
That's still not enough.
因为如果你已经知道犯了错，
If you already know that you have made an error,
或是你不知道你所犯的错，
Or you didn't realize you've committed an error,
那个都已经是犯了，
They've already happened.
那如果能够在这个之前呢，把它拦截起来，不要犯罪，那不是更好吗？
It wouldn't be better if we can prevent these things from happening?
所以你看大卫他进一步的祷告，在第十三节他就说了。
So that's why in verse 13, David goes on to say,
求你拦阻仆人不犯任意妄为的罪。
Keep back your servant also from the insolent.
不容这罪来辖制我。
Do not let them have dominion over me.
我便完全免犯大罪。
Then I may be, shall be blameless and innocent of great transgression.
不管知不知道的错呢，他都承认，求神来饶恕。
So he admits of all faults, whether he knows or knowingly or unknowingly.
可是他进一步的求神拦阻我，不要让我犯罪。
But he also asked God to keep him back from insolence so that he will not sin.
也就是说，虽然我们认错了，神会饶恕，可是如果我们不犯错，那是更好的。
Even though God will forgive us for our sins, it is better to not even sin in the first place.
但是我们通常有几个人能够在悬崖勒马呢？
But how many of us can be standing next to a cliff?
有多少个人在面对罪恶的这个试探的时候，他还能够把持得住呢？
How many of us can face sin and be able to hold on to ourselves.
所以他的祷告就是说，神啊，如果我做一件事情，这是罪，那你就让我失败，你不要让我成功。
So that's why he prays that God, if what I am doing is sin, then let me fail.
你不要让我做这件事情。
Don't let me do this thing.
我们很多时候祷告都是求神让我们成功。
Most of the time, we pray for success.
神啊，这个求你成全。
God, please allow this to happen.
这个我也要。
I want this.
这件事情我希望你让它能够完成。
I hope that this will be completed.
求你带领我所做的这件事情。
Please lead me in doing accomplishing this.
求你祝福给我。
Please bless me.
让我赚大钱。
So that I can make money.
让我买的股票都涨价。
So that my stocks can rise.
没有买都没有赚。
Because if I don't purchase them, then I will not make money.
买的都涨。
But if so, the ones that I purchase, they need to go up.
让我买房子都买到最低的价钱，卖的时候都是最高的价钱。
And let me buy a house at the lowest price and sell it at the highest.
什么都计划好了。
So I have planned all of this.
都是如意算盘打好了。
I have calculated all for my benefit.
神啊，你一定要让我成功，要成功。
God, please allow me to succeed.
让我成功。但是呢，这个当中有多少不一定是按着神的意思来求。
But how many of these things are not in accordance to God's will?
父母亲他也并没有。答应孩子所求的每一件事情。
Parents don't always agree to everything that a child asks for.
如果你的孩子十二岁
，If your child is 12,
说爸爸，你给我买一部汽车好不好
？Dad, could you buy me a car？
你说好，小孩子人小鬼大，志气高，好，我就买一部 BMW 的600cc 的给你开。
And the dad says, "Wow, you have good aspirations, so I will buy you a new BMW."
没有吧
？No，
没有这样的。因为父亲知道说孩子这个祈求呢是不适合的。
The father will know that the child's request is unreasonable.
所以他的请求到父亲这个地方就把他过滤掉了，把他挡下来了。
So the father will filter his requests.
以至于让他有很多的苦不用再去承受。
And that way he will prevent all sorts of other bitterness.
有很多他可能会犯的错误呢，到这个地方就把他挡下来了。
And so he puts an end to all sorts of evil, bad things that might have happened.
最伟大的祷告不是求成功。
So the greatest prayer is not a prayer requesting success.
求失败。
But it is to request failure.
求失败是非常伟大的。
It is great to be able to ask for failure.
我这个如果这件事如果是得罪神，神你让我失败。
God, if what I am doing is against you, then let me fail.
我们都是求成功的。
We all ask for success.
但是如果成功得罪神，怎么样
？But if we succeed and we end up going against God, then what good is it?
在罪恶上失败呢，才是真正成功。
To fail in sin is to succeed.
刚刚我们读过的《创世纪》第十一章里面呢，就有一句话这样讲。
In Genesis chapter 7, Genesis chapter 11, there is a passage saying.
神说。如果我现在不阻挡的话，以后他们这些人呢、要做的事情呢，就没有不成功的了。
If I don't stop this from happening right now, then there's nothing that they can do.
人类有很大的能力，他可以做很多事情。
Man can do many things.
可是他们所做的如果是不对的事情
，But if what they do is wrong,
也成功了，那怎么办
？And they still succeed, then what?
那就得罪神了。
Then they have gone against God.
所以神防止他们呢任意妄为的罪，所以就阻挡他们。
So that's why God forbids them from these upcoming sin.
但是我们遇到事情失败的时候，我们都会埋怨神啊。
But usually, whenever we fail, then we are upset at God.
那现在我们从大卫的角度来看这个事情的时候，你的观念又会不一样。
If you look at how David views things, then you'll realize there's a difference.
他说：“神啊，你阻挡我。”
David says, "Please, God, go against me."
不要让我犯任意妄为的罪。
Do not let me commit sins.
如果这是我的想法，但是呢不合你的心意，你让我失败。
If what I have in mind is not against is goes against your will, then let me fail.
我宁愿一败涂地都不要这件事情成功来得罪你。
I'd never want to do have something succeed and that will be displeasing to you.
不晓得我们有没有勇气这样来祷告。
Do we have such courage to make such a prayer?
但这才是最好的。
This is the ideal.
不是每一件事情都要成功。
That we should not succeed at everything.
大卫他对抗罪恶到这样的地步。
And this was how David dealt with sin.
那这样够吗
？Is that enough？
当你想要去犯一个罪的时候，表示你在内心里头已经有这种想法。
If you have a desire for sin, then that means you already have this idea in your heart.
大卫他的祷告再进一步的。
So David also prayed.
51篇。
In Psalm 51.
51篇。
Psalm 51.
51篇，我们请看第10节。
Psalm 51 verse 10.
51篇第十节。
Psalm 51 verse 10。
神啊，求你为我造清洁的心。好，读到这里。
Create in me a clean heart。
神啊，你给他造一个清洁的心啊。
God, please create in me a clean heart.
因为呢，这个坏事呢，罪恶呢，是从我不清洁的心发出来，想要做的。
Because sin and wickedness comes from an unclean heart.
啊，与其求你来阻挡我犯罪，不如你就造我，给我一个清洁的心呢。
So better to give me a clean heart than to just prevent me from sin.
让我从这个清洁的心发出来，所做的都是清洁的事情。
That way, everything that I do will come be clean because it comes from a clean heart.
那大卫他说要求神给他一个清洁的心。
David asks God to give him a clean heart.
因为他知道说靠他自己呢是无法让这个心完全清洁的。
He knows that on his own, there's no way he can have a clean heart.
因为人有欲望啊。
Because we have desires.
我们带着肉体有欲望。
We are of the flesh and we have desires.
很多时候是因为我们的欲望想要去做什么事情。
And we desire to do things.
那么这个欲望没有受到适度的这个约束的时候，逾越过了一相当的规矩呢，就是变错了。
If these desires aren't controlled, then they can become incorrect.
所以这个时候他需要神赐给他，造给他一个清洁的心。
This is why he needs God to create a clean heart.
他要求神来帮助。
He asks God to help him.
我们当然要常常借着圣经啊，好像一面镜子呢，来映照我们的面目。
We should often use the Bible as a mirror to reflect upon ourselves.
因为呢，也借着祷告呢，来求神赐给我们这种心。
And through prayer, we can ask God to give us such a heart.
那要让我们的心清洁呢，就是读圣经啊，还有这个祷告。
We need to pray and read the Bible in order to have a clean heart.
那么讲到这个读圣经啊，是很重要的。
Reading the Bible is very important.
有一个信徒啊，他信主三个月。
There was once a member who had been baptized for 3 years.
啊，他很喜欢读圣经。
He really enjoyed reading the Bible.
因为受洗的时候呢，教会送给他一本圣经。
When he was baptized, the church gave him a Bible.
那么他那个时候在开商店呢。
He had a shop.
那么在台湾的那个很早以前的那个商店呢，他那个东西都是放在一个容器里面的。
So in that shop, everything was put in separate containers.
哦，他读圣经读得很高兴啊。
When he was reading the Bible, he was so excited.
内心非常的充实啊。
He was filled in his heart.
那么一下子有人要来买黑糖，他就抓黑糖，哎，包一包给他。
So when someone comes and wants brown sugar, he would wrap it up and then give it to him.
哎，就赶快要来读圣经。
And then he would go back to reading the Bible.
等一下有人要来买咸鱼干，他就抓咸鱼干包给他，要来读圣经。
And then if someone comes and wants a salted fish, then he would quickly wrap it up and then give it to him and go back to reading the Bible.
很多东西都人家来买了，就赶快包包回去，赶快希望你不要太多人来，我赶快读圣经。
So whenever customers came, he would quickly wrap it up, send them off and hope others don't come.
三个月的那本圣经已经很旧了。
So in 3 months, his Bible became very old looking.
已经很黑了。
It was all dark.
而且呢，还有咸鱼味。
And it would smell like salted fish.
还有黑糖的味道。
And brown sugar.
三个月把这本圣经弄得这么脏。
In three months, his Bible was no longer very clean.
好了，有一个老信徒来访问他。
So an older member came to visit him one day.
弟兄啊，信主三个月，你有什么感想啊
？Dear brother, it's been 3 months. So what thoughts do you have?
说感谢主啊，圣经太好了。
He said, "Thank God, the Bible is so good."
是我的精神粮食啊。
It is my spiritual food.
啊，这个。我说早一点信主才对啊
I should have believed earlier.
啊，那个老信徒看到说，哎呀，弟兄啊，你不说不，我不知道。等一下，看看，哎呀，你这本圣经这么旧。
And the old brother member said, "Wow, look at your Bible. I never realized you had such an old Bible."
那咸鱼味啊。
It even smells like salt fish.
啊，你不知道，圣经是天书，是圣洁的书。
He didn't realize that the Bible was the book from heaven. It is a holy book.
你怎么把它弄这么脏呢
？How can you mess it up like that？
哎呀，你不对啊
！That's wrong。
这个圣洁的书怎么把它搞脏了
？How can you mess up a holy book？
哎，这个初信徒被他这样一讲的时候就愣住了。
So this new believer was shocked。
你呀、啊，你不对，你不对。
And he said, "You're wrong."
你怎么这样信主三个月，圣经就这么脏了
？How can you just believe for 3 years and mess up your Bible like that？
如果你有空到我家里来看，我信主30年，我圣经还很干净啊。
You should come to my house someday, and you'll realize I've believed for 30 years and my Bible is so clean.
这个初信徒啊，被他一讲的时候，就真的是这个眼花缭乱，就是愣掉了。
So this new believer was just completely surprised by this response.
老信徒简直是老糊涂。
So this old member was utterly confused.
好了，那个初信徒就讲了，你讲什么我不知道。
The new member said, "I don't know what you're saying."
我但是我知道。
But what I know is,
我的圣经越旧，我的生命就越新了。
That the older my Bible, then the fresher my heart.
我的圣经越脏，我的心灵就越干净。
The dirtier my Bible, the cleaner my heart.
我的圣经越臭，但是我的行为会越香。
The smellier my Bible, then the more fragrant my heart.
你信主三十年，圣经很干净，我不知道你的信心灵程怎么样，我不知道。
So your Bible, even after 30 years, is so clean. I don't know what that means about your faith.
所以啊，我们不要害怕圣经弄脏了。
Do not be afraid of dirtying up your Bible.
等一下我们请梁传道检查大家的圣经，看你信主几年，圣经还是干净还是脏的啊？等下请我们负责人来检查一下。
Later we should ask our church council members and Pastor Liang to examine our Bibles and see how it looks.
啊，不要怕弄脏。
Don't worry about making it dirty.
尽情去读，你的心就会越干净。
And then your heart will be clean.
那么大卫啊，其实他还不是只有这样哦。再看五十一篇的。刚刚第十节的底下这句话。
Let's continue reading Psalm 51 in the latter half of the verse that we were at.
使我里面重新有正直的灵。
And put a new and right spirit within me.
清洁的心呢、啊、还不够透彻。
So it's not enough to have a clean heart.
给我有重新有正直的灵。
But we also need a new and right spirit within us.
这个正直啊，这个有一些译本是把它翻译成坚定了、啊。
So in the concept of having a right spirit, some interpretations would mean that it's solid.
有一些是翻译成正直。
So, or it's right.
那我想这个意思应该是一体两面的。
And there are different interpretations of the same thing.
如果是正直的，它就会坚定。
If you are right, then you will be solid.
那如果不正直，它就不能坚定的。
But if you're not right, then you will be unstable.
所以它是对的灵，是正确的灵。
So the correct spirit, the right spirit.
就是说圣灵带领你，让你有正直的表现。
So the spirit will lead you, so you will have correct actions.
那这样的话，你的行为就是，你的心就是清洁的，行为就是对的。
Then your heart will be clean and your actions will be correct.
所以他要求到神给我一个正直的灵。
He asked God to give him a right spirit.
这是相当啊，伟大的这种祷告。
This is a very honorable prayer.
这是对付罪恶。
And this is his way of combating evil.
今天我们的功课呢，很重要的就是对付罪恶。
Today, our greatest homework lesson is to battle evil.
我们最后再讲一点。
Let us speak of the last point.
祷告的意义呢，就是要凭爱心来代求。
The meaning of prayer is to request in love.
那这样我们就看见了，祷告它不是只有权力的享用，它更是一种责任。
So praying isn't just exercising a right, but it is a responsibility.
今天这个时代啊，很需要更多的人啊，像摩西站在破口啊，来为所有的人祷告。
In this world today, we need more people like Moses to pray for the people.
在圣经里面讲到这个代祷的这个故事呢，亚伯拉罕他是非常出名的。
Now there's a famous story of intercession involving Abraham.
创世纪的第十八章记载亚伯拉罕他。知道了、啊、神要毁灭索多玛城。
The story in Genesis chapter 28 records how Abraham knew in advance that the city of Sodom was about to be destroyed.
神要做的事情啊，他说我怎么可以向亚伯拉罕来隐瞒呢？
And God says, how can I hide anything that I'm about to do from Abraham?
因为亚伯拉罕是神的朋友。
Because Abraham was God's friend.
所以他要做事情呢，他不向他的朋友来隐瞒。
So whatever he is to do, he cannot hide from a friend.
神让亚伯兰知道。
God let Abraham know.
他要毁灭索多玛。
That he is about to destroy Sodom.
那么极有可能啊，在当时候，神只有让亚伯兰知道，没有第二个其他的人知道了。
Most likely, God only let Abraham know and no one else.
好，那么这样看起来的话呢，亚伯兰他知道这个消息之后呢，他就为这个城来祷告。
And as soon as he heard this news, Abraham began to pray for the city.
他知道神的心意。
He knew God's heart.
他按着神的心意来祷告。
And he prayed according to God's heart.
因为神是慈悲怜悯的。
God is forgiving and merciful.
他知道了这个城里面有灾祸即将临到了。
He knows that tragedy is about to strike in the city.
然后他就为这个城负起了一个代祷的责任。
That is why he took on the responsibility of praying on behalf of the city.
那么今天我们也是一样的。
Likewise for us today.
如果主耶稣让我们知道了在教会里面有哪些人有软弱。
If God has let us know that there are brothers and sisters who are weak,
我们要知道那是主耶稣要给我们一个代祷的责任。
Then this is then it means that He is giving us the responsibility of praying on their behalf.
在团体里面呢，通常会有这种现象。
It's something that happens in any community.
一个人有什么事情，大家把它当成话题啊，在谈论的时候。
Often when something happens to one person, it becomes a topic of conversation for others.
这个口啊，这个耳语交接
，and so it will be passed word of mouth.
你知道吗
？Do you care?
什么人？他有什么事情啊
？Remember what? Did you know what something's happened to this person?
他怎么样了
？You know what happened?
我不知道呢。
I don't know.
有时候知道也装成不知道，因为可以多听一些消息。
Sometimes even when you know, you pretend you don't know, so that way you can hear more.
啊，你真的不知道
？You really don't know?
我跟你讲。
Let me tell you.
那个人怎么样
？You know what happened to that so and so?
哦，这样啊。
Really?
我还不知道呢。
I never knew.
我跟你讲哦。
Let me tell you.
你不可以告诉别人哦。
You can't tell anyone else.
好好好。他又告诉别人了。
Of course, he'll tell someone else.
你知道吗
？You know? Did you hear?
不知道。
No.
他那个人怎么样？
You know that person? You know what happened?
你不可以告诉别人哦。
You cannot tell others.
第一个人跟他讲说你不可以告诉别人，这句话他也有告诉别人。
So the first person told the second person you can't tell others. Well, the second person also passed on that message of not telling others.
第三个呢，在讲的时候也最后也是讲完说你不可以告诉别人哦。
So the third person, when he passed on the news, also concluded with, "You can't tell others."
虽然不可以告诉别人，但是大家都告诉别人。
Even though they are not supposed to tell others, everyone has told others.
后来，大家都知道了。
And eventually, everyone knows.
只有当事者不知道。
Except for the person involved.
这是很残忍的事情。
This is very cruel.
不应该这样的。
It shouldn't be like this.
你第一个知道。
The first person who finds out,
你要负起责任。
You need to take on the responsibility.
他有这种软弱。
Lord, this person has a weakness.
我要为他祷告。
I need to pray for him.
这样才够朋友啊。
That is a true friend.
才是神的朋友。
That is the Lord's friend.
所以神把亚伯兰当成朋友，他没有看走眼啊。
And when God decided to see Abraham as a friend, he was right in doing so.
因为他真的是够朋友。
Because Abraham was a good friend.
他为所多玛城祷告。
He prayed for Sodom.
那今天我们就不要包打听了。
So today we shouldn't just always be eavesdropping.
因为包打听的人呢、啊，责任会很重的。
Because those who try to hear news will have great responsibility.、
所以有一些人说啊，很多事情我还是不要知道比较好啊。
So some people will say it's better for me to not know.
没有错。
That's true.
如果你包打听的话，你在主耶稣的眼中就是你要为所有你所知道的事情都要来代祷，你怎么办
？If you're always trying to listen for news, then that means that you need to pray for every single one of those people.
所以也不要像这个电视台一样这个 CNN 到处去播送。
Let us not be like the CNN and report all news.
没有造就人的事情。
Whatever is not edifying.
我们谨慎比较好。
Let's just keep it to ourselves.
把它放在心上。
Keep it in our hearts.
为他祷告。
And pray for the person.
这才是神的朋友。
That is a true friend of God.
亚伯拉罕他祷告了六次。
Abraham prayed six times.
求六次。
He pleaded six times.
神都答应。
God agreed each time.
一人从五十个到四十五个，四十个一直降到十个，六次祷告。
From his prayer for 50 righteous men to reduced down to 10.
神都答应。
God agreed.
六次神都答应。
Six times God agreed.
我们有没有这么高的成功率啊
？Do we have such a high success rate？
你向神求六件事情都有成功吗
？Have we ever asked God for six things and all six things succeeded？
一间百万的豪宅一辆啊这个 BMW 的汽车一个这个贤妻良母当太太两个读伯克莱大学的孩子你算六件的话都听哇这个。成功率太高了，很少这种机会。
Have you ever asked for a nice house, a nice car, a beautiful wife, two children who graduate from Berkeley? So, have you ever had all six things that you've asked for succeed?
因为他为所多玛城祷告，合神的心意，神答应他。
But because Abraham prayed for Sodom and it was according to God's wishes, God agreed with him.
那后来所多玛城怎么样
？So what happened to Sodom?
毁灭了。
It was still destroyed.
这是很吊诡的一件事情啊。
This is very surprising.
所罗马城被毁灭了。
Sodom was destroyed.
亚伯拉罕祷告六次，神都垂听，但是所罗马城还是被毁灭。
What? Abraham prayed six times, God listened to him, and Sodom was still destroyed.
因为啊，这个城连十个义人都没有。
It's because Sodom didn't even have ten righteous people.
亚伯拉罕说，神啊，如果有五十个义人，你会毁灭吗？神说，不，我不毁灭。
Abraham had asked God, if there are ten righteous people in the city, will you still destroy it? God said no.
好，第一次不要剪得太凶。那四十五个呢？
In the beginning, he had said, how about 45?
四十五个，我也不毁灭。
And God said, no, I won't destroy.
四十个。
40?
不毁灭。
I won't destroy.
好，可以杀价，杀价可以。三十个。
So he decided, oh, I can bargain. 30? No, I won't destroy.
二十个。
20?
不毁灭。
I won't destroy.
哦，这个心呐，越来越大了。十个。
So he became excited. How about 10?
不毁灭。
I won't destroy.
这个亚伯拉罕如果继续求下去说五个，可能神也会答应。
So perhaps if Abraham continued and said 5, God would have agreed.
虽然后来所多玛城被毁灭了。
Even though eventually Sodom was destroyed.
但是却给我们留下一个非常好的代祷的典范。
But it still leaves us with a good example of an intercessory prayer.
他的祷告神都垂听。
God listened to his prayer.
后来只是因为条件啊，不成啊，啊，连十个义人都没有，才被毁灭。
It was only because there wasn't even 10 righteous men, and that's why Sodom was destroyed.
那亚伯拉罕这样祷告有没有什么意思呢？
So what was the point of Abraham's prayer?
有啊。
Oh, there is a point.
因为他的信心长进了。
It shows that his faith. It shows his faith.
他本来是拿五十个义人跟神赌。
At first, he was,
如果是用赌博的话，说跟神赌。
In the beginning, he was gambling with 5 righteous men.
我的筹码很多，我有五十个义人。
I know I have 50. I have lots.
跟你谈判了，不要说赌，是谈判。
So I am. At the table and negotiating with you.
他手上的筹码如果越多的话，他的成功率就越高嘛。
So the more that he has to negotiate with, the higher level of success, rate of success.
他手上的筹码越低，只有十个义人的话，他需要仰望神的怜悯要越大。
The less that he can bring to the table, the more mercy he needs to receive from God.
但你看这样一次好像在讨价还价，一这样一再的一再的这样往这个下面来减这个人数的时候，表示他的信心都是往前跨一步，往前跨一步。
So when he keeps reducing his number, it shows how his faith keeps increasing step by step.
他的信心越来越增强了。
His faith increases.
他从五十个义人的信心进到了十个义人的信心了。
In the beginning, he had a faith for 50 righteous men and became 10.
那我们说亚伯拉罕他是信仰之父。
And we know that Abraham is the father of faith.
到二十二章的时候，他能够把以撒献上，能够愿意把以撒献上。
In chapter 22, we see how he is willing to offer his own son.
通常说那是一个信心的高峰了。
So that we can see that as his pinnacle of his faith.
但是要他要走到这个信心的高峰，是因为经过的第十八章啊，他为所多玛城代求啊。
In order to reach this pinnacle of faith, he needed to go through what happened in chapter 18.
所以啊，所多玛城的代求这个事情也成为他信心高峰的一个基石。阶梯的这个垫脚石。
So his prayer for Sodom was a stepping stone to his pinnacle of faith.
神并不辜负义人的祷告。
And God will not ignore the prayer of the righteous.
现在很需要。
And we need this.
为教会，为圣工，为传道人。
We need to pray for the holy work for the pastors.
以前的传道者啊，可能肉体上、物质上比较缺乏，比较难过一点。
Pastors of the older days might have lived a more difficult life.
但是现在在，比如说我们在台湾当传道，我们觉得，这个心灵上啊，不像以前的老传道那么样的丰富，那样的喜乐。
But pastors in Taiwan today feel that in our hearts we do not have the same joy that the pastors of old had.
我们的确看见了教会太多软弱。
Because we have seen too much weakness in church.
受到这个社会潮流的冲击。
And we are pressured by the society.
魔鬼的这个诱惑。
And the temptations of Satan.
我们觉得有时候力量很小。
Sometimes we feel very weak.
都是需要啊，我们大家一起来帮助祷告。
We really need prayers.
主耶稣也告诉我们说，要为自己跟我们的儿女来祷告。
Jesus instructs us to pray for ourselves and our children.
我们应当在祷告当中呢，记得要用爱心来代求。
In prayer, we need to ask, seek.
这是神最喜爱的。
And that is what God most desires.
这是信心加上爱心。
So it is a combination of faith and love.
神会更加的喜欢这种祷告。
And God will be very pleased with such a prayer.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.